Thank you for being with us today on Full Logic Reverse. I'm your host, Mike Thornton, and our guest today is Bob Peterson, editor of Rethinking Schools and a fifth grade teacher. Is it in Milwaukee, Mr. Peterson?
Yes, Milwaukee Public Schools.
Perhaps you could talk to us about the issues of education, which, of course, is why we have you on the program today. As of late, of course, President Clinton has spoke about his emphasis on education and that being a major component of the bridge to the 21st century. Of course, at the same time, it seems that our public schools, at least in many cases, appear to be failing a number of the students that are attending these schools. Certainly my perspective, and as I shared with you prior to the program, that I am particularly concerned with what appears to be a abandoning of people who are poor inner city, primarily black and brown children. The system seems to be abandoning them at just about every turn, including in education, in my opinion, and perhaps I'm wrong about that. So Bob Peterson, editor of Rethinking Schools, perhaps you could tell the audience about your perspectives on all of this.
Yeah, well, certainly the question of education is a broad one, but let's start with the most recent developments, which is President Clinton deciding to make education a centerpiece in his second administration. You know, he mentioned it in large part in the State of the Union address and in his budget proposals, and I think him highlighting education, because it's such an important issue as you laid out, is a positive thing. It's a step in the right direction. Unfortunately, his proposals, I think, are clearly inadequate given the scope of the problem, some of which you've described. You know, much of his efforts actually are oriented towards higher education in terms of tax credit, tax breaks. And when you look at what's actually being talked about in terms of targeting the kids who are currently underserved in our public school systems and in our private schools,